you do me a favor?
You're a fucking douche. Yes, yes, I can.
All right. If you hear this noise, can you cut it out?
Yep, no problem.
There's a pretty good chance that if you hear that, I'm not talking. You lazy fuck.
It's like fucking word for word, like you had that fucking rehearsed. Crazy how that works.
All right, let's try this.
All right. Cut, 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 cut.
All right.
Now it's got to stay in.
Now that was fucking funny. Fucking.
I've been listening to quite a few podcasts, you know, like I try to listen to one or two new ones every day.
Yeah.
And anytime I hear somebody vaping, it just drives me fucking nuts.
Why?
Because it's annoying. It's annoying as fuck.
The whole habit is annoying. Everything about it.
Your mom's annoying.
Yep. Good comeback.
So this should be the last time that I'm recording from this fucking bathroom. Speaking of bathrooms. So you know how I'm uncomfortable shitting in places that aren't my home? You know, I've told you that.
Yes, which I think is fucking weird because I'll shit right here. I don't care. I'm fucking wherever.
But you're at home.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter. Whether I'm home or not, I'll shit on your face. I don't care.
All right. Now, my story's going to lose its sting a little bit. But...
All right, go ahead.
Oh, hold on, I'm going to write that down for my next shirt idea. So anyway, I was at work today, at, you know, it's my new job, my second week there, and I start getting them fucking, my stomach started doing the heebie-jeebie thing, you know, and I've been fighting it every day. It's like my asshole knows that, you know, I'm just going to fuck with him because I know he won't go. He'll hold it all day. So it went into overdrive, you know, so I'm like, fuck it. It was so bad. I texted my wife. It was like, I got to poop. She's like, well, fucking poop.
You gotta text your wife. I got to poop. I can't handle it no more.
I mean, so, I even considered driving home. It's an hour drive.
Oh, my God. So what you should have been doing, like, starting the very first day, you should have walked into the bathroom and just kind of situated yourself by the toilet. You know, not sat on it, just kind of stood around, making yourself comfortable with the surroundings of that bathroom.
See, that's what I'm getting at. Matter of fact, I want to send you this picture because I was so uncomfortable when I was in there that I took a picture and sent it to my wife. All right. So I want you to close your eyes and imagine this, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you walk into this bathroom and it's a pretty good sized room and the toilet is all the way in the corner, right?
Okay.
Right up against the wall. Now, I'm a big fat fuck. So I need leg room. I need to spread out. I need everything to be a certain way, right?
Okay.
And I'm pressed up against the wall, which is a mirror. And there's a mirror in front of me. And there's a mirror beside me. And there's a mirror behind me. So there's an infinity of fat fucks taking a shit.
Was there a mirror on the ceiling? Because that would have been awesome.
Oh, it's so fucking weird. It's like,
why would you do that? Why would
I? Because I had to shit. What was I supposed
not
to do?
You, not you, you dumb fuck.
You said, why if would you do that?
If you're designing a bathroom, why would you? I'm going to put mirrors all around the toilet so they have to watch themselves take a shit.
I'm guessing it's to stop people from taking shits on company time. This is fucking weird.
All right. So is that there's only one bathroom in this whole place?
No. No, that's
why don't you find a better one?
Because they all have it like that. Except for the bathrooms out on the shop floor, and that ain't happening.
That ain't happening. Well, you got a problem with them people?
No, I'm just not gonna poop after them.
Poop before them. Problem solved.
Shit on your face.
So I shit at work like twice a day, and then once when I get home usually. I don't understand how you could go a whole day without shitting. I don't get it.
No, my last job, I was okay with shitting there. I could shit there, I could shit at home, and I could shit at my camper. I was comfortable in three different places, so there was never a problem.
I was comfortable in three different places. Are you fucking 12?
It's weird, man. Pooping is disgusting.
Yeah, but does it make it less disgusting if you do it at your own house where you live?
It's a whole fucking process if you're going to poop someplace that's not home.
No.
Yes, it is. You got to wipe down the fucking toilet, wash your hands, wipe off the seat, wash your hands, put toilet paper all around it, and then you got to, like, barely sit down because if you just... Oh, it's fucking disgusting.
I look for the one with pee on the seat, and I sit in that one.
Splash.
Fucking splash around on that shit. I don't fucking care. If it's not wet, sometimes I'll lick it. It's just so it's more comfortable.
Yeah, that's fine. Maybe I'm weird. I don't give a fuck. It doesn't change anything. I don't care. I'm not embarrassed by the fact that I am not going to rub my ass up against your asshole.
Never has my asshole touched the toilet seat.
Maybe I'm doing something wrong.
I think you are. If you're worried about your... Yes, you're doing something wrong. Holy shit. Oh, that's fucking funny.
All right, so I think we're going to make this a quick show today.
Yeah.
Well, so see you later.
Yep. Why don't you play that rap on the way out? One more time. Got to get that jab in there one more time.
I think we're going to leave all that alone.
Yeah, I was just fucking around.
How's your face?
We're going to leave all that alone.
All right.
Go.
Did you want to read this fucking article that you just sent at the very last possible minute?
How about I just read the headline? That's all that really matters. I don't even think I read the article.
You just grab random fucking articles, you dumb fuck.
Just listen. Does your child listen to loud, heavy rock music? He might be
a dumb ravioli.
Nazi. It's like we're living through the 80s all over
what
again.
What the fuck is
Ozzy
her problem?
Osbourne? Oh, I don't know.
She's fucking vicious.
Yes.
Here's five
for no reason. We've never done anything to her. I understand if like we
dedicated.
I guess I don't understand.
We dedicated a show to her. Hey, we hear that you're going through a hard time. Just hope that this makes you laugh and makes things better for you. Fuck you.
I hope you go into a wood chipper. What the fuck? Oh,
so,
shit.
You know, every morning I'll wake up, and as I'm pouring my coffee or whatever, I'll send out a tweet, you know, about the show, just with the newest episode's headline. And she's always the first to reply. I wish you would die. All
that's
right.
That's always nice. Your first reply. That's first reply in the morning. That's always nice.
I think the last thing she sent me was that my existence was worthless or something. Whatever.
Nice. That's cool.
So thanks for listening.
I appreciate
you know,
it.
I almost feel like a dirty... She's making me feel like a dirty whore. Yeah. She's giving us $5 a month and she can just beat the shit out of us.
So did you? She sent a screenshot of her donation and said, "When did I do this? I don't remember doing this." Did you? Did she say? I don't remember. She sent it to you or not?
Yeah, I seen
that was funny. Maybe she should be. Maybe she should do a podcast. That was funny.
All right. So thanks for donating.
Yep, we appreciate it.
Yeah. So I interrupted your.
Oh, you didn't. I don't care. I was just saying
remember in, like, I don't remember because I wasn't barely alive, but I remember reading about the 80s was really bad for rock music. Everybody thought, you know, people were worshiping the devil, but now the new devil is neo-Nazis, I guess. So if you listen to rock music, you're a neo-Nazi instead of a Satan worshiper. It's crazy how everything just repeats itself every, you know, 20 years or whatever it is, 30 years. Everything's just repeated all the time.
You know what? Maybe we should break up this podcast.
Into what?
Well, you do your thing, I do my thing. Which my thing would be not doing a podcast, but you could do a podcast about shit people don't care about.
The problem is people care too much. It's just you that doesn't care.
Well, then, all right, I can go take a shit. It's only like 6 feet away from me.
is that what this whole episode's going to be about?
But you know what's weird is that I can walk into a hotel and immediately be comfortable shitting there. I still have to wipe it down. But I'm comfortable.
You wipe it down at a hotel?
Yes, of course. Especially at a hotel.
Yes, of course. You say that like it's just like I'm weird for not thinking that I'm going to wipe down a toilet at a hotel.
So when you walk into a hotel and you have to shit, you don't wipe it down the toilet?
No.
Oh, you are fucking disgusting.
The only time I ever wipe down a toilet seat is if there's pee on it.
Are you serious?
100%.
Oh, you are. Okay, so I think we're both weird. Just in the opposite direction.
What's going to happen? Am I going to get pregnant from my toilet? I mean, what's going to happen to me? Nothing is going to happen to me. I'm just rational. Just realistically, what's going to happen?
All right. So if you walked into the bathroom and there's only one stall, all the stall, okay, you're at work.
Yeah.
There's five stall doors. They're all closed.
Yeah.
Willie comes walking out of the toilet.
God.
And you walk in. What?
You got me cornered here.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to find another bathroom.
No, you have to go. It's either shit your pants or go in there and use that toilet.
Maybe I'll do a little hover action. I'm not really sure.
No, hovering's not an option. So you're telling me you would refuse to wipe it down?
No, I wouldn't. That's just gross.
So I assume that he shits in front of me all the time. That's
every toilet he just shit in.
Yes, that's in my mindset. I assume that him or somebody like him is just running around shitting everywhere. And all right.
So realistically, who cares though? I mean, being realistic, what difference does it make?
It's gross.
I mean, it is gross, but if he were to pull down his pants and you pulled down your pants and you rubbed your asses on each other's asses, you wouldn't. It's not like you're going to catch any kind of disease.
God, I shouldn't have brought him up. No, he's in my mind. He's living rent free in my head.
Mm-hmm. So,
what do you mean it's not like you can catch diseases?
From rubbing somebody's ass cheeks? It's not like you're licking his asshole.
Oh, fuck. All right.
So you wiped
on
the toilet at your own house?
No.
What? Why not?
Why would I? I'm the one with the disgusting ass here.
Yeah, don't you want to wipe that
shit
off?
I'm sure my family wipes down the toilet before they go.
Yeah, but don't you want to wipe yourself off of the toilet seat? You don't want to get any more of you on
it's
you?
It's not like I'm licking my own ass.
Oh, God. Whoever invented podcasting is probably rolling over in their grave right now.
All right, you know what? I want you to give a fuck. I was going to do a Twitter poll while we're sitting here talking and just see if anybody answers it before the show's over on if you wipe down the toilet okay. before you poop.
There, being 100% honest, there are times where I cover the toilet seat with toilet paper.
I'll cover it with a garbage bag.
There are, I never, like, unless somebody peed on it, I never wipe it down and then sit on it. If I'm going to go through the trouble of wiping it down, I'm going to cover it because it's disgusting to sit somewhere you think if you wipe it with toilet paper, it just, Willie just goes away?
In my head, he goes away.
The ghost of Willie still haunts that fucking toilet seat.
All right, no, seriously. So do you want to get into, because I want to get this shit done so I can go to bed.
Yep.
So we dug up a couple questions from Yahoo. Yeah. And we're going to blow through these pieces of shit real quick, close this shit out, and get the fuck out of here.
Quality content right there.
Yeah, so before we get started, don't forget to donate to our Patreon page. Content will only get quicker.
All right. I don't know what that means, but okay.
You know what? I don't want to start with the Yahoo thing.
Why?
Because I don't fucking feel like it.
All right. What are we doing?
You had sent me a screenshot about somebody that, and there was a conversation.
Yeah.
And I figured that we were going to reenact that.
Yeah.
What this is a post from Facebook that Anthony found. So somebody had created a status. So Anthony is Gorky. And then I am going to be...
Anti-Gorky.
Anti-quirky, I guess. All right, go ahead.
All right. I have a problem controlling my anger. I'm autistic and bipolar, and I do have a problem budgeting my money, which I get from SSI, and my mother takes control with it to help me out with budgeting. She gives me $40 per week in cash every Thursday. Now I'm broke, and I want my full money back, but my mother keeps telling me no. I mean, I'm almost 30, for God's sake. She pisses me off. I have thought about hitting her in the face and cussing her out, calling her a bitch. I'm sick of this. I hate being mentally disabled.
I understand being angry, but can you put trigger warnings for violent content? I wasn't expecting that at all.
Sorry that the problem I'm facing needs some help getting out of that anger.
I know. I already said I understand your situation and why you're angry, but could you please put trigger warnings for violence?
Over an hour and still no trigger warnings edited in?
Please add trigger warnings for violent content to this post.
Are you living with her or on your own? What's she doing with the rest of your money? And that's it.
That's it.
So this guy's reaching out, obviously needs help, and the only replies he gets from Facebook is that he wants a trigger warning. What the fuck is wrong with you people? God. The first thing he said is, "Hey guys, I'm autistic." That should excuse everything.
What? Just because he could paint?
Yeah. He uses his finger paints and he's good. Oh, fuck. That poor guy. He wants to hit his mom and you want to yell at him for being violent.
I'm sure he's hanging from a fucking ceiling fan right now.
Yeah.
God. All right.
The world is going to hell.
Well, that's all the show prep we got this week. All right. So now we're going to jump into these bullshit Yahoo answers. We'll see what happens. Go. Okay, I'll read it.
All right.
So the setup, as always, just in case somebody that wrote this happens to be listening to the show, hopefully we can help them out. Guys, I'm an atheist, but one question. This is so fucking stupid. All right, guys, I am an atheist, but one question haunts me. On the morning of 9/11, I was saved by a surprise flu. Can you explain that? Your opinion? All right. Go.
I'm not like a medical professional, but I think you catch the flu through germs, I guess would be the answer. Yeah. You dumb son of a bitch.
So my answer is completely different. God cares about this person. And he cares about who won the fight.
Floyd Mayweather or whatever the fuck his name was.
Mayberry.
Mayberry.
That's what God cares about.
Uh-huh.
I'm an atheist.
I'm an atheist. Oh, God.
Surprise by surprise. So surprise flu. Surprise!
Surprise, I got diarrhea. Guess I don't get to go to 9/11.
Oh, go to 9/11 like everybody bought tickets.
Only the people on the plane. Oh, my God.
Is it bad to be 25 working at a fast food place? Here, I'm going to read this as it's written. So, there's nothing inferred with this.
Nope.
I've been looking for jobs.
There's nothing inferred. I'm sorry, I was laughing at something else.
Just reading it as it's written. I've been looking for a job for months. I've been on many interviews and was finally hired at McDonald's.
At the McDonald's.
But I quit the job because I felt too old. Everyone who worked there were 20. I guess I'll be jobless until better comes along. I was only going to work there for a few months until I started my school. Overall, did I make the right decision? I have no money. I still live with my parents. Yes, you did.
Yes. If, I don't want you anywhere near my burgers.
If it's up to you, idiots, if it's up to you to clean the toilets, then you stay the fuck home.
Yeah. Yes. That is hilarious. So in my opinion, fast food places are what, for teenagers and old people?
They're for
right?
$15 an hour is what they're for.
Back on this again, I think they should be making $20 an hour. So isn't there an age where I think 25 is it? If you work at fast food and you're 25, there's something wrong. Because it's for teenagers and old people.
You don't
right?
You don't believe that. You go back to
Don't tell me what I believe.
Our second episode, you said that fast food places should pay enough that you could support a family of 16 on there.
I think I said a family of infinite number. No number. You can't put numbers on it. Every job should support a family of however many. One job should support the whole country. One guy working. These are all my dependents. I'm going to need $90 billion a year. See, sometimes my own shit is even so fucking stupid. I don't even know what the fuck I'm thinking.
I'm going to need $90 billion a year and 4 tickets to the 9/11.
Can I get insurance for all these people too? Oh, God.
All right. Oh, you want to read it or what? Why do people...
I guess you can read it.
You fucking took too long. Get this shit moving. I want to go to bed. Why do people buy lame Android phones? They should know iPhones are the best. Typically, Android consumers are poor and have low IQs. There also is a study that says Android buyers are generally stupid compared to iPhone buyers.
A study by just some guy said that? That's not a study.
Well, I agree.
No, you would.
Fuck this Samsung piece of shit. Fuck this fucking phone.
Fuck. You realize that that's the best phone you've ever had.
I don't think so. I never had any problems when I had an iPhone.
I've had 5 different Samsung phones and I've never had any problems ever.
Obviously you have if you had 5 different fucking phones.
I re-up the phones every 6 months or whatever. Maybe it wasn't 5. Maybe it was only 3, but still.
Maybe you just
they're
make
fucking
shit
good.
Up.
Yeah, well, yeah. Android phones are better. iPhones are for idiots.
The conversation's for idiots. All I know is this stupid fucking Samsung S7 Edge or whatever the fuck it is. It's a piece of shit, and they can suck my cock, them motherfuckers.
What do you? What does it not do that you want it to do?
Charge.
No. What the fuck would you need it to do that for? Charge.
Like
yeah, but
out of the fucking blue. Shut the fuck up. Out of the blue, I plugged it in. And it says that there's moisture in the USB port. Just so 2 hours before that.
After you dropped in the toilet?
Yes. No, that's what pisses me off. One, the phone's supposed to be waterproof. Two, it didn't, or water resistant. Two, it didn't, it wasn't anywhere near any water. The last phone that I had, the motherfucker was a bomb, the fucking Note. And this one thinks it's drowning. Fuckers.
Fucking Samsung. That's what you get. Aren't they made in like North Korea anyways?
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. Whatever. Guys on a... What? Guys on date site want strictly friends with benefits situations, and I don't need advice. What the fuck does that mean?
Guys on date site want strictly friends with benefits situations, and I don't. I need advice. What's so fucking hard about reading English?
That's not English. Guys on date site want strictly friends with benefits situations, and I don't need advice. What the fuck? Speaking goddamn English.
Do you not know how fucking punctuation works?
I've been on a date site since about February of this year.
I've been on a date site since February of this year.
I eat glass. Wait, is that right? I am divorced, middle-aged, and decided to meet somebody through a date site. The only problem is that about every single guy that comes through wants a friend with benefits situation only with me. Who talks like that? No one seems to want a relationship. One guy said that he would meet me, but would do things including intimacy, but it would be very casual and not exclusive.
Hi, would you like to do some casual intimacy?
What the fuck? I think that's going to be my new pickup line.
Would you like to participate in some casual intimacy and not be exclusive?
Perfect. Another guy said that he would want to make out and have sex. No problem there. No relationship.
Would you like to make out and have sex with no relationship?
This is great. I state clearly in my profile that I do not want hookups or friends with benefits situations, but they tried to force it on me.
You take this friendship. take it.
Take these benefits.
You bend over and you take it, you filthy whore. You take my friendship bracelet. I'm going to put friendship all over your face.
I'm going to put this promise ring right up your ass. Oh, fuck. Many guys feel that I have a lot of nerve to expect an exclusive dating relationship. I am attractive. All right, I'm out. She's fucking lying. Anytime anybody has to say that. Oh, I am attractive, smart, kind, funny, and a good conversationalist. What could I be doing wrong to attract only these types of guys again and again?
Is your labia hanging out?
Yep, that's definitely a problem. That's a deal breaker. I mean, I guess we can be friends, but I don't know. I don't know what else is going to happen here.
All right. I'm.
Is your labia hanging out? You've been holding on to that one all week, haven't you?
it just popped in there just now.
All right.
I'm 22. Parents need me to pay $500 for rent. I don't want to.
Perfect.
They don't speak English. My mom works at a nail salon. Okay, so she's Vietnamese. Whoever this is Vietnamese.
All right.
My dad received SSI. We live in a one-bedroom apartment. I've been paying $500 a month. $500 for rent a year now. I also have to pay my car payment on a used car, insurance, and food. I spend a lot on food because I don't want to be cheap and eat instant noodles. Okay. My total monthly expenses is around $1,250. You pretty much need to work a full-time job to afford that. I don't like my life right now. I don't have time to go to college. There's no point of going to school part-time because it would take forever for me to graduate that way. I guess my only option is to learn a trade, but what? Air conditioning repair? Elevator repair? But I'm not interested in that. I want to become an educated person that knows about everything about this world, not just someone who fixes stuff.
Knows about everything about this world?
Yeah, so actually, I was the one that wrote this one.
Don't fucking lie. I know you didn't. Oh, my God. All right, where do we start with this one? What the fuck? This reminds me of He wants the nice things in life, but he doesn't want to work for them, you know?
Yeah. I don't know what struck me about this one, wanting to keep it, but I just thought it was, I think that last line I thought was funny. But I'm not interested in that. I want to become an educated person. I don't want to go to college. I want to become, I don't got time for that.
The only option is to learn a trade, but what? Air conditioning repair? Elevator repair? I'm not interested in that. Nobody suggested that, jackass. You suggested it to yourself. You are writing this, you fucking moron. Oh, these are great.
All right. This one's going to be tricky. Go ahead. All go right. ahead.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I can already tell it's going to be great. My dad makes me feel uncomfortable. Can I just stop there? My dad makes jokes to people outside of the family that make me feel uncomfortable. Like just today, he joked with my brother's roommate, whom we just met, that he was going to tie me up and torture me. What the fuck? What the hell? Which is obviously not true, but it makes me feel like shit and made me extremely embarrassed because who in their right mind says those things?
A pedophile.
Especially about their own daughter.
A pedophile.
Oh, I thought it was a guy. Oh, fuck. I was reading this like it was a guy. Holy hell. Also, he has told me previously that I'm sexy. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
which he insists isn't meant in a sexual way. You're sexy, but not in a sexual way.
Now take some of this friendship.
You're sexy, but not in a sexual way, you know? Like,
that is so fucking fucked up.
But the word sexy means sexual. Okay, good observation. And I've told him that these things make me feel real uncomfortable and that I'm embarrassed to introduce them to people in fear that he'll make a joke like that. He doesn't listen. He just blames my mom for teaching me to hate him and continues to do it. What can I do, if anything? I'd say have sex with him. you got to get it over with. I mean, see if you like it. I mean, if there's an elephant in the room, you got to address it, you know?
All right.
that's my advice.
Oh, so I was just thinking that maybe she needed to go get some help, but
no,
maybe she could reach out.
Yeah, reach out.
Reach out and grab that friendship.
Yeah. Oh, unless you're a kid. If you're a kid, then go get some help. But if you're an adult, I mean, fuck the shit out of him. I don't care.
Use a strap on. Just go to town on him.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Really,
that's even
fuck
better.
His world up.
Oh, God.
All right. I think this is the last one here. My boyfriend broke up with me because I gave his dad a hand job. Why is he overreacting? It did not mean anything.
Hand jobs never mean anything.
Hand job, schman job.
Hand job, schman job, whatever. I agree. Hand jobs never mean anything.
Yeah, he is completely overreacting. Yes. You should probably hook up with his uncle.
Maybe even your uncle. I mean, if we're going there, why not? You know, I think we should put a trigger warning on this episode.
Is that a thing now? Trigger warnings?
Absolutely, it is.
That thing that we read is the first time I've heard that used. I've heard the word trigger. You know, oh, he's triggered or don't get whatever. But
yeah, yeah. So.
How do you know so much about college? You never stepped foot on campus, you dumb motherfucker.
I read a lot about college.
I went to the University of Phoenix
hoping
for
to
two
go
semesters.
One day. Did you really? What'd you study?
What? Nothing. I didn't go. Why the fuck would you ask me that?
Because I already know the answer.
Psychiatrists.
I studied psychiatrists. Oh my God. I took a mail order class on chiropractic medicine.
Did you really?
No.
No, no. I did send away to this is funny. So I saw an ad in the back of a magazine that said, get paid to stuff envelopes.
And by envelopes, it was a guy named Steve.
Get paid to stuff Steve. No, it wasn't that funny. That would have been way funnier. But basically, you had to send them a self-addressed stamped envelope, and then they sent you that envelope back with the information in it. And for probably 3 years after that, every single day, my mailbox was just full of junk mail. People trying to solicit me to, I mean, because they're like, they put me on a sucker's list. You know, this fucking idiot gave us his address here, and they sold my address to everybody. That's all. Not that funny.
All right. Well, I think it's time for me to go to bed.
All right, good night. See you later. Bye.
Is your labia hanging out? All right. Splash. So you see you later. No. Fuck you. Yeah.